Get ready for the ultimate video challenge as these two teams go head-to-head with a maze of electronic obstacles for the right to face one of our game wizards in the video zone. Get busy. Here comes Nick Arcade. And now, here's your host, a guy who doesn't salute his shorts but does give them proper respect.
Thank you, Andrea, and welcome to Nick Arcade, the ultimate video challenge. Hey, it's a special celebrity day in the arcade because we are featuring four of the cast members of Nickelodeon's Salute Your Shorts. Yeah! Yes, buddy. Now, joining me here in the arcade is Danny of the yellow team and Megan of the red team. They're going to try their hands at the face-off game, Jet Jocks. Now, in this game, you have to race your jet skis down the Amazon River, avoiding all types of perils along the way. Whoever gets their jet ski the furthest at the end of 30 seconds will get 25 points and control of Mikey, our video adventurer, for the start of round one. Turn around and grab your controllers. Ready, set, go! Right, they are off.
You beach bum!
Red team is in the water right now. Yellow team's in the water. Yellow team is slightly ahead. Right, they're both off. Both down, and both up again. Oh, we're back counting it. 15 seconds now. Yellow team has a slight lead. In and out of the water. They're down to 9 seconds. 8. Time is ticking. Yellow team still hanging on to that slight lead. We're down to the last couple of seconds. And it's going to be yellow team pulling it off. All right, Danny. Let's go back home and play some more. Hey, yeah. Danny, pulling it off for the yellow team. Hey, everyone, let's welcome our special guest, starting off with the yellow team, Michael and Danny. Say hey! All right, now Michael, everyone will know as Donkey Lips from the show. And Michael, I understand you collect comic books. How many do you have?
About 300 to 400.
Gosh, now, what is your, most prized book?
Amazing Spider-Man number 8.
Number 8, and that's worth about how much?
$600.
Hang on to that book, Michael.
Definitely.
And your partner that I'm sure you know also well is Danny. He plays Butnik. And Danny, understand you're a singer. This is kind of interesting. If I sing, I'm a lyricist. You have an album coming out.
I have an album coming out. It should be out in like late August, early September, somewhere around in there.
All right, well, welcome to the show. Now, all of our celebrities are playing for charity. And right now, Yellow Team, you're playing for...
The Fund for Peace.
The Fund for Peace.
The Fund for Peace. All right, welcome to the show. Your opponents today are Heidi and Megan. Say yo! Now, Heidi plays Dina, and I guess I'm asking questions to find out some personal things about you. What is maybe one of the unusual things that have happened on the set of Salute Your Shorts?
Well, one occasion was one of the episodes we were taping. It was about me and Telly fighting for Cabin Chief, and we had a pie fight, and this wasn't supposed to happen, and we were throwing pies at each other, and we both fell at the end of the take because we had so much just like whipped cream and pudding, and it was fun, though. It was great, and so we fell, and we were just laughing, and we didn't get hurt, but it was so funny.
Oh, that sounds like you had fun on the set.
Yeah.
Well, welcome to the show. Helping you out is Megan, and Megan, now this is kind of interesting. You like to do close magic, and that's, I guess, with cards and coins and things.
You think it's where you sit at a table. Instead of doing it on a stage, you're near each other, so you can see how the close-up magician is cheating.
Oh, great. So you can see, like, any mistakes. You have to be really good. Can you show us something real quick right now before we get going?
And this is called a French drop.
Pow, it's gone. Welcome to the show. And Red Team also, like I said, is playing for charity. You're playing for?
The American Cancer Society.
Right. American Cancer Society. Now, both teams have a chance to win over $1,000 for their charity. So let's wish them all luck. Now, I guess we need to do the all-important rules stuff. You're going to take Mikey, our video adventurer, and you're going to move him all around this screen in every direction except diagonally. Now, as you do this, you're going to run into our four P's: points, puzzles, pop quizzes, and prizes. There they are. Be careful because it's an enemy up there, and if you run into them, Control will get snagged from you and zipped to the other team. Now, all questions in round one are worth 25 points, and the team with the highest score at the end of this round will be going into the video zone. Yeah, but before we can get busy, Andrea, tell us where Mikey's headed today.
Hoist the mizzen mast, ye mateys, cause Captain Mikey's steering his boat into Pirate's Cove. In round one, he's voyaging to the bottom of the briny sea and checking up on the sunken ship. But watch out for that curse of the cove, the dreaded hammerhead shark. Cruise our captain past the goal, and you will get yourself 50 points. Arrgh.
Arrgh, Agendria, ye mateys. Now, yellow team, you won the face-off, Danny, with that brilliant play. You have 25 points, and you get to move the Meister first. What direction?
All right, what do you think?
Up. Up. We'll move
We're
him up.
Go up.
Mikey's going up. Last frame. This is another one of our video puzzles. Now listen up. There are five different furry animals that have been edited into a burst of video images. The first team that can buzz in and name three of the furry animals will get 25 points and control of Mikey. Ready? Let's flash them. Yes, yellow team.
A bunny, a lion, and a dog.
Nah, those are three. Let's take a look at all of them. Let's see if we know. There's a skunk. There's a lion. That's one. There's a bunny. Yes. There's a dog. Yeah. And a clawback. You have the 25 points. Yes. You're up to 50, and you get to move the big M again. Do it.
To the left.
Okay. We're going to go to the left this
Mikey's
time.
Mikey's going to the left this time. Doing his little swim. Got little bubbles. I wonder what he's doing. Video challenges for you. Yellow team, yeah. Yellow team, excuse me. Over here. Saluting their shorts. Yes, sir. Hey, guys. Good job. All right, now. Video challenge. You get to add more points to your score and maintain control. Who's going to be playing?
I'm going
to
play.
Danny. All right, Michael. All right. Hang on to the board. Danny, you get to choose from Super Adventure Island, Sonic the Hedgehog, Super Ghouls and Ghosts, Steel Empire, and Ghost Polish. What game would you like to play?
I'm going to try my luck at Ghost Pilots.
All right, let's head on down there. Come on with us, Michael. Ghost Pilots. I like this game myself because we take to the air in this aerial combat game where you are a World War II pilot blasting enemies. This game has multiple stages. And today, on Ghost Pilots, the expert's challenge is 30,000 points in stage three. You have to meet to be 30,000 in 30 seconds. All right. Now, Michael, you have 50 points. Your opponents have zero. Of your 50, I want you to write down how many you're willing to wager on Danny beating the expert's challenge. You have 3 seconds to do it now. I'm singing the song because Michael says he likes it. He's still scribbling, and I'm making it an album. Okay, good. Turn around, Danny. All right. On the controller. Ready, set, go. He hits. Oops. Okay, we're going now. We have to hit the start, and he's going. Got blown away right at the top, and another plane is back. Basically, he has to shoot all the planes before they shoot him. Oh, he got hit again. Another plane is there. He's in stage three. All right, he just used one of his bombs that takes care of everything that's in the range of the bomb blast. Firing, bam. Oh, my goodness. Okay, he has to get the start again. All right, he's off again. And he lost the score because he used up all three of his men. He's at 3,200. Time is ticking. Oh, my goodness. All right, Danny. Hey, you gave it a good shot, buddy. Let's see how many points were wagered by Michael. 10 points. Okay, we're going to adjust your score and play some more. Head back over, guys. Yeah. Back again. All right, we're going to have to take the 10 points from your score. You're still in the lead with 40, though. Red team now has control. Ladies, you get the move, Mikey. What direction?
Down.
Mikey's going down. 25 points added to your score. You are now on the board, and you still have control of the Meister. Move the mic man again. Never mind, don't move him. I get to move him. We're running out of time in round one, so we're going to zip Mikey straight to the goal. We're in sudden death. Now, gang, the correct answer to this question will get you 50 points and the goal for round one. Hands on your buzzers. Remember, Mikey's in the Pirate Cove. Here is your question. What word precedes Thomas, John, and Croy in the names of three Caribbean islands? Saint. Saint Thomas, Saint John, Saint Croix. The three U.S. Virgin Islands. Okay, gang, hands still on the buzzers because I have another question. What sweet stuff can be processed from a variety of the cane plant? Yes, yellow team.
Sugar.
Sugar is it. Yeah. You have the 50 points and the goal. Dang, let's just take a look and see where everything was up in round one. Pow, there were all the things scattered. Video challenges all over the place. Right now, we're looking at yellow team with 90 points. Red team with 25 points. Dang, hey, hang on to your shorts. Because when we come back, round two is going to happen. You know what we're going to do. We're going to double the points. So stay where you are. We'll be back for more special Nick Garcia. Boom, China, wanna, hey, we're back for the celebrity version of Nick Arcade. Joining me this time is Michael of the yellow team and Heidi of the red team. They're gonna try their hands at the face-off game, Jet Jocks. Now remember, you have to race your jet skis down the dangerous river without running into any of the pitfalls and perils along the way. Whoever gets their jet ski the furthest at the end of 30 seconds will get 50 points and control of Mikey for the start of round two. All right, gang, into position, grab your controllers, ready, set, go. They're both off. They're both down. High score, though. Now they're both back up. Hey, now it's like red team is going. Heidi's scooting along. Michael's in the water again. Right now, the red team have a decent lead, but not too far away as the yellow team. Okay, we're at 10 seconds now. Red team still have the lead at 7:35. We're still checking. The last 5 seconds are upon us. It looks like hanging on to the lead will be the red team. All right, Heidi, let's head back up and play some more. Yeah. All right. Great playing, Heidi, for your team. You know, I was like singing the song there, and I really love the theme to your show, guys. Could you like possibly like do the song for me? You know, going, can't wanna,
sure.
Wanna.
Yeah.
Right.
One, two, three.
Camp wanna, wanna. We hold you in our hearts, and when we think about you, it makes me want to fart.
Yeah! Oh, man. Whoa. I think I can get away with this. Hey, Andrea, where's Mikey farting to for round two?
In round two, Mikey's strapping on his boots and heading on over to Skull Island. But watch out, because it's rumored that Blackboard the Pirate hangs out there, too. Get your way past the goal, and you'll wind up with 100 points. Good luck to
you. Thank you, Andrea Lively. Now, gang, don't forget the four P's are still up there. Points, puzzles. Points, puzzles, pop quizzes, and prizes. We also have video challenge up there. And, of course, the enemy, you want to avoid that. Now, all questions of round two are worth 50 points. And the team with the highest score at the end of this round will be going into the video zone to battle today's game wizard. Now, right now, the red team pulled off the face-off. You're up to 75 points. You close that gap, and you get to move Mikey first. What direction?
I think we should
move left.
Right. Mikey's going left. Quiz. I have a question. You buzz in with the correct answers, and you'll grab yourself 50 points in control. Remember, Mikey is in the Pirate's Cove. Hands on your buzzers. Here is your question. What snake-like undersea creature is considered an electric fish? Yes, red team.
The eel?
The eel is it. Yeah. 50 more points added to your team, and you are now in the lead with 125. You get to move Mikey again. What direction?
Down.
Mikey's going down. Video challenge, ladies, over here.
Are you Mikey? Hanging in the Pirate's Cove with the ladies.
Hi. Video challenge. You get to add more points to your score and maintain control. Who's going to be playing?
Me.
Okay, Megan, Heidi, you hang on to the board.
Right.
Megan, you get to choose from Super Adventure Island, Sonic the Hedgehog, Super Ghouls and Ghosts, Steel Empire, and Ghost Palace is out of it because we played it. Which one of the remaining four?
Sonic the Hedgehog.
Sonic the Hedgehog. Head over to Sonic. Come on over with us. No, you have to come with us. It's a family deal. All right, now in Sonic, I like this game because this is a rock'em sock'em adventure game. Sonic the Hedgehog is the fastest critter in the land, and you have to help him rescue his friends from the evil Dr. Robotnik. This game has 6 zones, 2 areas each, and today on Sonic, our expert challenge has been set at 35 rings in Green Hill, Zone 1. You have to grab 35 rings in 30 seconds or less. Okay, now Heidi, you have 125 points. You're in the lead. Your opponents have 90. Of your 125, write down your wager on your partner beating the challenge. You have 3 seconds now. She's done. Thank you so much. Turn around, Megan. Ready, set, go. Hit start. There we go. Now we're going. Sonic is going. All right. There she grabbed 10 rings of that bonus box. All right, she avoided getting zapped. All right, she's up to 15 rings now. She's grabbing them on. All right, good. She rescued a friend. All right, she is up to 23 rings. Time is ticking.
Keep going. Get this.
She has a few more rings she has to get. She has to get 35. She's up to 24. Time is ticking.
Not,
oh, my goodness. Not enough time. You play great, though. We enjoy watching. She's like, that's too many points for wager. Kind of an upside down 20. We're going to adjust the score and play some more. Head back over. Come back. It's upside down day in the arcade. Great plan. We're going to have to take 20 points away from your score, however, but you're still in the lead with 105. Guys, yellow team, you have control. Move the micster again.
Down. We're going to move him down.
Okay, Mikey's going down. Hyper Channel. This is another one of our video puzzles. Now, we recorded some TV while we flipped through the channels with our remote. Oddly enough, everyone was talking about the same actress. The first team that can buzz in and tell me who they're talking about will get 50 points in control of Mikey. Ready? Let's check out the Hyper Channels.
Do blondes really have more fun? Find out.
They say she's the dumbest character on TV. She's the dumbest. She may play a dumb character, but she ain't so dumb.
We're really dumb.
Nobody's dumber than us. Nobody.
I'm the dumbest.
I'm the dumbest.
Right, time to pull the...
Kelly
yes,
Bundy?
Red team.
Who?
Kelly Bundy?
I need the actress name.
Christine Applegate.
That is it, Christine Applegate. Let's just verify it. Take a peek.
Wow.
Christine Applegate, Married with Children. All right.
Well, there's one.
You grabbed yourself 50 points and you have control of Mikey back. Move him, please.
To the right.
Mikey's going to the right. Pop quiz. I get to make that sound. Hands on your buzzers. This question is worth 50 points and control. Now, here's the question. What is a whale shark anyway? A whale, a shark, or neither? Yellow team?
A shark.
A shark is it, yeah! And you harpooned yourself 50 more points. Closing that gap, you get to move Mikey again. Yellow team.
Down?
Yeah. We're gonna go down.
Mikey's moving down.
Walk the plank, you skelly
boy! Like War of the Pirates makes you walk the plank. Yellow team, you lose control. It's back in the hands of red team. What the heck was that? That was the sound telling me we're almost out of time. We're going to move Mikey straight to the goal. We're in a situation called sudden death because we're running out of time. Gang, the correct answer to this question will get you the goal for round two. It'll get you 100 points, and because the scores are so close, it will get us a winner. Hands on your buzzers. Here is the question. How many arms does a squid have? Yes, red team.
Eight.
Ooh, eight is incorrect. Yellow team, do you have a guess? How many arms does a squid have?
10.
10 is it, yellow team.
Yeah.
You have the 100 points and the goal for round two. Yeah. Let's take a look at the board and see where everything was in this tight game. Pow, there were everything. There's enemies and video challenges and points. Right now, we're looking at yellow team with 240. You are going into the video zone. Red team, ladies, Heidi, Megan, thanks for coming. You have 155. We're going to give you $250 to donate to your charity and these other nice things. Andrea, tell them about it.
Kooshlings. Nothing else is so cute and feels so cool. And only Kooshlings have such wild moves. Grab them before they're gone. Kooshlings, your wild little friends. And stay tuned. Stay Tuned is jam-packed with over 30 games. If you love cartoons, you'll love Stay Tuned, a cartoon computer adventure.
These two guys are going through that door into the video zone. We'd like to thank everybody for coming on the show. But when we come back, these two will be the men of the hour. They have to battle Mongo. Will they do it? I don't know. The charities are waiting. We'll see you back on Nick Arcade. Yeah. I'm still- standing here with Danny and Michael, who are ready to go through that door into the video zone. Now, guys, you have 1 minute to get through all three levels. After the first two, if there's any time left, you'll take on Mungo in the wizard level. Now, for each item you pick up, you will get $50. And if you beat Mungo in the wizard level, you will get an extra $500 to donate to your charity. Now, here is the challenge. Player number one is in a haunted museum to retrieve three priceless pieces of art. But watch out for the gargoyle, the vampire, the tentacles, and the hand of doom. Pull back the curtain and the light will destroy all of your enemies. Good luck to you, Michael. Now, player number two will be on an enchanted flight to recover the three magic rings. Hit the magic lamp to restore power, but avoid the genie, royal guard, gate trap, cobras, and guard dogs. Also, watch out for the sword-swinging guard and the baby dragon. Good luck to you, Danny. All right, now with the time left, you'll both take on Mungo in the wizard level. Catch three floating orbs while avoiding the dangerous energy-blasting creatures. Touch the spinning hourglass and you'll freeze everything for 5 seconds. And remember, if you beat Mungo by catching all three orbs, you will win an extra $500 to donate to your charity. Yeah! All right, fellas, through that door. Make moves on Mungo, guys. Go! Yeah! All right, a lot of running around to grab the artwork, a lot of jumping on the enchanted flight. I feel good about this. It's a special day. All right, ready, set, go, Michael, go. All right, start has been hit. All right, he got one piece of art. Way to go, Mike. He's up the stairs looking for more. There's another. He has two at 51 seconds. Searching for the third one. He's looking. There's a third one. Hurry, hurry, hurry. All right, he did it. Go, Danny, go. Stride has been hit at 43 seconds. Down underneath the sword swinging guard. Up over the dragon. Ooh, he missed the first ring. Took one unit of power. He has one ring now. 33 seconds. Over the snake. Ooh. Hey, he's back to full power. He has two rings. Way to go. One more ring. Bam, that's it. They're going to do battle with Mungo. Hit start, guys. Somebody hit. All right, they are off. Up the stairs at 20 seconds. All right, they're down to one unit of power. There's one orb. Ooh, they are out of power. Hit start again. Start has been hit again. That's 12 seconds. Oh, staying low. They're down to one unit. Oh, out of power again at 8 seconds. Hitting start again. They're at it again at 5 seconds. All right, that's one orb. The guys were hustling. Hey, I had a great time watching them, but it looks like Mungo was just a bit too awesome for them. Hey, we hope you enjoy watching our special celebrities. They got $350 for the items that they grabbed, and a total from the money they got from up front is $600. Guys, way to go. $600 total, guys, for your charity. Hey, did you have a good time?
Yeah.
Hey, look, joining us is of course, Heidi and Megan. And hey, gang, Kurt, he plays us. We're all here. We want to thank you for this special day. Thank you all for coming. We'll see you next time on Nick RK. See ya. All right.
For a live studio audience at Nickelodeon Studios at Universal Studios Orlando, Florida.